USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. The suspect has been identified and taken into custody. So far, there's no word on the motive in the shooting. President Trump is responding to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi pulling the plug on the State of the Union address in the House chamber.
The State of the Union speech has been canceled by Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't want to hear the truth.
And regarding the partial government shutdown, the president says,
super left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking. Many people that were Democrats are they're switching over right now, and they're switching over quickly.
Stocks are closing higher on Wall Street amid strong quarterly earnings reports. The Dow rose 171 points to close at 24,576. The NASDAQ gained 5 points, and the S&P also rose 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello. We are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
GM now admits it has a big problem brewing at their Toledo, Ohio plant. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new survey out from Gallup says more adults now are without health insurance than ever. As of late 2018, about 14% of Americans remained uninsured. The study did not ask why folks do not have health insurance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently claimed that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change and says the Trump administration is doing little about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacts to the comments on Fox News.
Look, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly not on matters that are we're going to leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority, and certainly not listen to the freshman congresswoman on when the world may end. We're focused on what's happening in the world right now. We wish that Democrats like herself would engage in that conversation, help us fix some of the current problems we know exist, and work with us to get some things done, particularly on the border.
On the eve of massive protests planned around Venezuela, the Trump administration has released a video on social media calling for the overthrow of the socialist government in Caracas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Vice President Mike Pence called for the country's people to make your voices heard.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
The U.S. supports the leader of the National Assembly.
The United States supports the courageous decision by Juan Guaido, the president of your National Assembly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.